the primary? Or
well, no, they're talking about organising that, but they don't have it. They don't have it.
And what are those called?
They're going to call them middle schools. I think that's what they're planning. I mean, reading that now, that isn't practical.
You don't think it is?
Not here. They're talking about setting up the middle school, but that hasn't been classified here. They're going to call them primary, elementary, and high school, junior high school, or senior high school, and then after that, you know, you go to college. But I'm reading about these middle schools they're interested in setting up, and I don't know what they mean by middle school. I mean, I get the word. I know what in the middle means, but I don't see how they're going to classify a school in the middle when you have the, I'd call the elementary school the middle school. Mm-hmm. Now, that's my thinking. I don't know. You've got the primary and then the middle, elementary.
How many grades does primary go through?
Three. Elementary, three. Elementary, four, five, and six. And junior high school, seven, eight, ninth. And the rest of them, senior high school. Okay. That's the way the classification has been. I don't know what they're working on changing everything now.
Yeah.
And you have to read yourself to death to keep up with it.
Okay, I've got almost 12 o'clock. I think
yes, I'm
good. Back in the days, my first traveling experience was, you know, right in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Canada several times. I mean, just going over on the pleasure boats all over to do some shopping in return. And I never lived there or anything. And in Detroit, I stayed there a good while. And when my baby's father passed, that was the end of my regular, you know, attendance there, because see, he was, all his family was there, that's where he's dead and buried.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew not to be, I came back in and went to work. And I went to work to stay 3 months and go back there, and I stayed 45 years in 3 months. And so that's, and I stayed in the school system just that long, in Justin County school system, for 45 years and 3 months, and I retired in 1968. And so that's what I did when it comes to my beginning of my work, see.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in my teens at that time.
So you've traveled to Canada? Or?
Yes, I've been to Canada, I've been to New York, and I've been to Washington many, many times. I've been in everything that is in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the Supreme Court. I've had meals there with my children. And I have been to the Office of Health, Education, and Welfare, where my daughter Carolyn Hobson worked, my daughter Laura, rather. And then I have been to the Social Security building where my son was in Congress there for a long time. And I said in 11 years in the Library of Congress, I've been there. And I've attended all the important buildings in Washington. And just recently, last summer, I went to many days to CIA, Central Intelligence Agency. We drive there every day near about my son and I would. And he's homesick and he couldn't, you know, do too much. So every morning he'd take a drive, we'd go up there. And, look around, it's very interesting and the way it's built up and everything, and there's a security guards on those big iron gates. I've been to all the monuments, I've been down all the way down to Kennedy Center, and all those different things. I, you name them, and then I've been to them and everything. And the United States Office of Health, Education, and Welfare, I remember one year we were going to have a science program here, and I went there and I've forgotten the woman's name, but anyway, I talked with her. And she gave me material for our elementary science program. And I brought it back in. We had it, and it was quite a success. It was interesting. It was down on their level, see. It was planned on their level by the teachers here. And so that was interesting. And we did that. And I don't know other things I have done in the educational world. I remember having written an article for the school children. There was an article in the, I think it was called, and I forgot the name of the magazine, let me see what was it. And they offered a prize to the person that wrote the best article on how to keep the South free. And I had the children to participate in it, and at that time you were running only, I think, 8th grade level. And I had the children to write, and we won first prize, the child surprise. And and the money given was given to, I mean, three girls really earned it. And so I took this money, and we had an Easter egg hunt for the entire school. And what was left, we divided among the three girls, because they did it on the basis of merit. And so we won that. And then when I was in the University of Michigan,